I never see you or your tattoos again. Tell everyone I meet that you were super sweet and a perfect 10. Oh, would you hold my hair? Oh, would you hold my hair? Would you be my half and not my other man? Oh, baby, please. Oh, baby, please. Stay sick with me. Stay sick with me. Ooh. Oh, baby, please. Stay sick with me. Stay sick with me. Stay sick with me. Oh, baby, please. Stay sick with me. Stay sick with me. Stay sick with me. Oh, baby, please. Stay sick with me.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is a morning after show.
The legend of High John the Conqueror.
Hey, John the Conqueror, grown on the sunny side. I've heard about you from people of a healing kind. People of a healing kind, this is your name I need to call. If I'm sick or down in trouble or need anything at all. So I went on a mighty highway byway grind. I'm dancing on the roadside. Guess who did I find? I said, hey man, what's your name? And he said, think about it, cause truth is always the same. Truth is always the same. Living and loving, truth is always the same. Living and loving, the rest is insane. Living and loving, the rest is insane.
Yet John the Conqueror was nowhere to be found. So I ask about him, people of a mystic kind. People of a mystic kind, they said he's no secret at all. If you broke or down and out, or need anything at all. Anything at all. So I traveled world around me, I went back inside. And dancing on my ribs, I guess, what did I find? I said, hey man, what's your name? And he said, think about it. Truth is always the same. Cure is always the same.
Living and loving. Truth is always the same. Living and loving. The rest is insane. Living and loving. The rest is insane. We'll be right back.
The joke's on you. The Association of Professional Engineers and Geoscientists of Vancouver and the Vancouver Public Library presents the 19th annual EG Fest. Do you know what engineers and geoscientists do? Have you ever wondered how to become one? Come to the 19th annual EG Fest this March 21st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. EG Fest is a one-day event held during National Engineering and Geoscience Month. There will be lots of companies, organizations, and student teams showcasing their work. There will be interactive displays. This free event is great for the entire family. For more information, please search for the Association of Professional Engineers and Geoscientists of BC online. And come check out the 19th annual EG Fest this March 21st. Events presents the American Candy Tour, featuring Arizona pop punkers The Maine with Real Friends, Knuckle Puck, and the Technicolors at the Rio Theater. All ages welcome. Tuesday, April 14th, doors at 6 p.m. Tickets available at Ticketfly.com, UnionEvents.com, Red Cat, and Scrape.
You're listening to CITR. This is the Morning After Show. We started the show with Gogol Bordello, the song John the Conqueror. He has a new CD, Pura Vida Conspiracy. And Los Furious, they're opening for Jarabe de Palo, the 15-year anniversary of the Morning After Show. It's happening this Tuesday at the Rickshaw Theater. So they're going to be opening with Caracas the Band. We're going to have an interview with Caracas the Band. They're coming to the studio, I guess, and we'll play some of their music. And so we're going to have an interview with Malcolm from Dataplan. So stick around. We're going to have a universe premiere of their latest CD. Actually, with the latest single. It's called Helpless. But in the meantime, well, it's St. Patrick's Day, so while we're waiting for Javier Vadillo from Caracas the Band, we're going to play a couple of St. Patrick's songs for the Irish people that are listening to the show. And then we'll be right back. And don't forget, the Los Furious are also releasing their CD at the Imperial. That's going to be happening on April 17 at the Imperial.
Slavery and took him to Ireland. He kept a bait and made his escape when he was 22 and made it back to Britain. 'Twas the only home he knew. Now Patrick had the vision to return to Ireland and vowed to teach Christianity until the bitter end.
legend says that Patrick used a shamrock to explain that the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are all in one the same. On this day, the Irish dress in many shades of green, and some are feeling lucky with the leprechauns they've seen. It's music and fun for everyone, we'll party and we'll play. Come one, come all, come join along on this St. Paddy's Day.
Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. We were listening to a couple of St. Patrick's Day tunes. A little bit of history of the St. Patrick celebration. And the Pogues from the album Yeah, 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 Yeah. The song was Whiskey in the Jar. And then Caracas, Caracas the band. Wait, what was the name of that song?
That was... this one is... Dale tu bongo. And the one before that was Bring on the Playtime.
Bring on the Playtime. So Caracas is opening for Jarabe de Palo on the 24th of March, so next week, next Tuesday, at the Rickshaw Theater with Los Furios. And they also, we're going to have a special on Caracas today at CITR, and we're going to also, before we play the whole EP of Caracas, we're going to have an interview also with Malcolm Jack from Dataplan. That will come like pretty soon, so let's listen to Dale tu bongo, no?
Dale.
And we'll be right back.
Arrechera, chamo, con arrechera, chamo. Hey, hey.
So that was Caracas with Dalia Tubungo. We'll chat with Javier here in a little bit, because we have on the phone we have Malcolm Jack, currently of Dataplan, formerly of Sun Wizard and Capital Six. Hey Malcolm, how are you?
Great, man, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good.
So yeah, pretty excited for your new project, no? Dataplan?
Yeah, absolutely.
You always been a prolific singer-songwriter, pretty catchy and awesome music that you write. So I don't know if we can start talking a little bit about your previous bands. What's happening with Sun Wizard and Capital Six?
They're both kind of just left Well, Sun Wizard is done, and Capital Six got put on hold when our keyboard player moved out to Toronto. So some of us started the new project, Dataplan, and yeah, we're just kind of fully immersed in that for now. So
cool.
It's yeah, it's going good. We're all pretty focused on it.
Who's in the band in Dataplan?
My brother's in the band. He plays saxophone, Dave. We got Justin Williams on congas, and Matt Crisco, who was in Capital Six as well, is on synth. And Colin Cowan plays upright bass and electric bass. So yeah, it's like the five of us is basically it. And we got Johnny DeCourcy, who comes in sometimes to play guitar, and
okay.
Josh Wells as well, who comes and plays synth with us. So yeah, it's kind of a... kind of a collective, but there's kind of a five piece at the core.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you guys already have a new CD, no? Dataplan is Free?
Yeah, so that one came out in October. Mm-hmm. That was our first full length, and we kind of... that was sort of like the formation of the band. We kind of got together and worked on those songs and recorded it right away before we'd made... before we played any shows or anything like that, and kind of just like thought that'd be cool to sort of... form a band by making a record, you know, and kind of form our sound in the studio. And so we put that out in October, and that was cool. We made just a limited run of LPs, and they're sold out now. And so for the second record, we kind of did it a little differently. We have a little studio of our own, just with like an 8-track tape machine. So we kind of, when we went in to make the second record, we kind of did it a lot more, the way we sound live and just kind of as a band. It's a little more stripped down, and we recorded ourselves to tape and just sort of, it's kind of like everybody just playing their parts and playing through the song. So it's pretty cool. We're excited for it.
Okay. The new CD is going to be released on Saturday, April 25th, right?
Yeah, exactly. We're doing a big party at Western Front.
Okay.
In Mount Pleasant. We're going to be we made another limited run of vinyl, so basically we're going to be selling them all day at the Western Front until they kind of run out, and it's going to be a vinyl-only release, so it's kind of like the only chance to pick up the new record, and it's kind of just a... it's kind of just like a limited thing. We just want to get the new music out there and, kind of avoid doing anything other than just making the music. We're putting out the record ourselves. It's a private press, so it's like, you know, we're just going to have a big party to celebrate the music and play a show there and move on.
Yeah, the LP is going to be called The Madness Heights. Dataplan, that has to, I guess, to do with the Dadaist, no? The art movement?
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of, obviously it's like a play on words with cell phone data plans, and just the idea that idea of a data plan is a Dada idea, and that it's absurd, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And, we just kind of like... I think it's just a sort of push to have a modern take on like a grassroots kind of thing, you know? I mean, I think that a lot of people approach sort of grassroots by, you know, going back to nature, and we just kind of wanted to instead point out the absurdities in technology and things like that, you know?
Okay.
So that's where the name comes from anyways.
And also you can check their website. Dataplan, it also has a lot of trippy, weird things. No, so what's the? Can you give the website so people can check it out?
Yeah, it's dataplan.ca. Pretty easy.
Dataplan.ca, and you'll see some crazy stuff there. And again, it's kind of Dadaist, no? Concept,
yeah,
the concept there.
Yeah, man.
So yeah. And also, well, Dataplan was one of the best bands according to vanmusic.ca. Yeah, so it was really cool. And now they're going to have their LP, The Madness Heights. released on Saturday, April 25th. Is that that's the day of the party, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're doing a show tonight at the China Cloud in Chinatown.
Okay.
To release this single, Helpless. We put out like a limited edition cassette single with the tune, and then the B-side is like a freaked out like dub version of Helpless as well that our friend Cipriano helped remix. So tonight at the China Cloud is the release party for that guy, just like a single, and we're playing with our good friends Willie Thrasher and Linda Saddleback, who are amazing artists from Nanaimo.
Okay.
Legendary kind of folk dude and his partner Linda.
Okay.
So it should be great.
Willie Thrasher and Linda Saddleback.
Yeah, so that's right. Yeah. That's, you can check them out on the Native North America Volume 1 LP that was just released by Light in the Attic, and it's a compilation of indigenous music from the 70s and 80s, basically, and Willie's involved in that and is still performing and is coming out tonight from Nanaimo to play with us, so it's kind of an honor to have him and Linda as well.
Okay, so we're gonna have this is like the universe premiere of the song, no? Helpless.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we just thought it'd be cool to premiere with you guys, and it's awesome for you to have us, and fun to do it. I don't know, offline a little bit, and have people. Hopefully, people kind of are stepping away for just 2 minutes and listening to this song for what it is without having to look at anything and just hang out with the radio, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So tonight there are going to be 100 cassette singles, no?
Yeah, that's right.
So for the people that go to the China Cloud, that's on 524 Main Street, then in Chinatown.
Yeah, Main Street between Pender and Kiefer is kind of like it's a little bit inconspicuous. There's like a black door, and it's upstairs. It's a beautiful, kind of warm place, and it's a wicked place to see a show for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for the call, Malcolm. And do you want to introduce the song, Helpless?
For sure.
And we'll play it now.
Wicked. Enjoy.
Ooh. So, okay, hold on. I'm gonna have to download it. It didn't want to play straight from the... From the website.
What's this song about, Malcolm?
The song? The song is like a... It's kind of a modern daydream kind of song. Basically, the idea is that, like, you have a character and he's just kind of been sitting in front of his computer for who knows how long, and he finally realizes that he's wasted his whole day looking at his computer, just kind of scrolling through things, he finally realizes he's wasted his whole day, but he's helpless. He can't even look away, even though he knows he's wasting his time. He's he's just locked into a perpetual kind of daydream in front of his laptop that kind of thing, you know.
That happened to me before.
Yeah, it's happened to everyone. So it's not really a criticism of anyone. It's just a criticism of everyone, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever, you know.
Okay.
It's kind of a take on it.
Okay, well, let's listen to it, Helpless, and you're listening to CITR.
2, 3, vote.
114,
101.9. 1, 2, 3, vote. Automatically shown a voice drawn to the anonymity of what they say.
some complicated book.
Something. Hey, I'm Christine. I work in the music department.
Hi, my name is Natalie, the new media coordinator.
Hey, it's Rohit Joseph, sponsorship coordinator.
Hi, this is Yusi, and I'm the outreach coordinator.
This is Brenda, host of Peanut Butter and Jams on Thursdays.
Nasher, the ad coordinator at CITR.
My name is Robin Ellum. I'm the program manager.
Hi, I'm Eric Coates, the student music executive.
This is Costa, the news director.
Hey, it's John, the production coordinator.
Hey, this is Josh. I'm the digital submissions coordinator.
I'm Nellie, host of The Cat's Pajams.
This is Matt Granlin from Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show.
My name is Hugo. I'm the volunteer manager.
Hey, I'm Jane. I'm the volunteer coordinator.
Hey, it's Sarah Corden Lee from the CITR Music Department.
This is Eleanor Waring, president of CITR Student Executive. From all of us at CITR, we would like to acknowledge and thank everyone who donated to this year's fund drive. With the help of listeners like you, we raised over $38,000. For this incredible generosity, we would like to say thank you.
Thanks, you.
Thank you for donating to Fun Drive.
Thank you very much for your support. We love you guys. Take it easy.
Thank you so much for donating to Fun Drive.
Thank you. Your donation makes such a huge difference.
Thank you so much for all your donations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you all so much for your support.
Thank you very much to everybody that donated for Fun Drive.
Thank you.
Thank you for your support.
Thank you for supporting this year's Fun Drive.
Thanks, guys, for volunteering and donating.
Thank you so much for donating to CITR's Fun Drive this year. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Okay, so that was a couple of Data Plan songs, the universe premiere of Helpless, and the dub version also of Helpless. Let's see, we also play another song from their previous CD, Data Plan is Free. That was Mr. Window, one of my favorite songs. And the new LP is going to be The Madness Heights, so there you go. And what else? We have Javier from Caracas, the band here.
Woo.
Yeah, we want to thank Caracas that they donated some money for the fundraiser here for the fund drive from CITR. So they won a contest. We are featuring his music or their music. And they're going to be opening this, well, next Tuesday at the Rickshaw Theater, Jarabe de Palo, no?
Wow.
That's going to be a very exciting show. It's almost sold out. I think there's like 40 tickets left. So pretty excited for that, no?
Yeah, holy. Sold out at the Rickshaw? Wow.
Yeah. So why don't you tell people a little bit about the band, Caracas,
yeah.
The band.
Awesome. Caracas is a project that I started with my brother here in Vancouver in 2011. And we are Venezuelan. We were born in Venezuela. Hence the name Caracas, where we were born. And then we moved to Canada about 10 years ago. And we've been playing a few projects, other bands for that while, but we decided to go back to our roots and get back together. Like, you know, we've always played music in bands since we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
And now, we created Caracas. In the beginning, it was just a two-piece. It was just me on the drums and my brother on the guitars. And I would sing, and he would also sing some songs. And then we got a bass player. We went through a few bassists. Nothing quite gelled. I think it mostly is because, you know, it's punk rock, but it's also Latin music influence, right? It has Latin music in it, so it's Latin punk, and it doesn't have a whole lot of ska, which people seem to think that ska is automatically ska punk or Latin punk. It has ska in it, but Caracas had other influences. I mean, we used to play hardcore punk back in the day, mixed with traditional music from Venezuela, and so it was a bit of a mix of genres. And ska, we love ska. I mean, we grew up with ska in Latin America. It's huge. But we never really went full on ska for some reason. we love the music genre. We just didn't play it very much. I think we just have like one song that is clearly influenced by it. But mm-hmm. even then, it sounds a little different. It doesn't. It's not exactly ska. So yeah, there's it's an interesting mix. I think that's a good thing when you have a hard time describing what the music is. Part of it is it makes it interesting and makes it, you know, new. And I'm big on you know, creating new things, you know, not repeating stuff that's already there, you know. And try to always innovate, try to always come up with new ideas, whether it be by blending different genres into something mm-hmm. something new. And Caracas was always with that idea in mind, you know. Try not to sound like other bands, you know, so that you can come up with your own original voice.
And now Caracas has six members now?
Mm-hmm. Well,
grew to six members?
Yeah, it's been going up and down to six and down to five. Our previous bassist, Jorge, he played the bass with us with a three-piece. But he's like the shaman of the band. Jorge is a man who wants to explore the universe inside. And so he goes on journeys and things. And so at this point in time, he's not playing with us anymore. So we're playing as a five-piece for the time being.
Okay.
Jorge used to play the bass, but then when Luis Garzón came on board, another Venezuelan who's been in Vancouver for a long time, he's a pro bassist. He's pretty awesome in the bass. When Luis came and took the bass over, and we gave Jorge the percussion on the side, my old Caracas drum, he used to play that. Played the cuatro, which is a Venezuelan ukulele. Sounds similar to the ukulele, but it's a little bigger, a different kind of wood. So there's that. But at this point, Jorge is not with us. He's exploring other things in life. So it's back to five. Basically, four of us are Venezuelan. Emmanuel Moreno is the drummer. And Emmanuel was brought in by Luis Garzón. Luis was he's always been a bass player and met Emmanuel at VCC. They went to music school together.
Okay.
And Emmanuel is an incredibly talented drummer, young guy, and he plays jazz often every week, and he's very, very good at the drums, at drum kit. And he knows Latin American beats, and so that was perfect for Caracas, right? Where we were experimenting with Latin American rhythms.
Cool. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's listen to another song, no?
Let's do it, yeah.
What's this one?
Pond of Dreams.
Yeah.
So that's Caracas, Caracas the band. They're opening for Jarabe de Palo next Tuesday, the 24th, at the Rickshaw Theater. It's going to be an awesome show for sure. And let's play another song, no? Because we have a lot of people here giving us a call to CATR.
Her feelings. Soon when you're up and you look around. Tell me what's on your mind, what you're thinking. Is it us or the fairy dust? Is it years of that life you've been making?
We're back here, 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. My name is Tilo Osvaldo Perez. We're here with Javier Vadillo from the band Caracas, the band. And, okay, I think Dataplan made a contest, and we have two winners, Alex Porcina and Katie Schiller. They're going to the concert today at Chinatown for free. And I guess they'll get a cassette there as well. I want to say hi also to Leo Ramirez. Show the Leo Ramirez here on CITR on Mondays. Monday. No, he has his show on Mondays here.
Monday 5.
I think 5 p.m. Yeah. Oh, ¿qué onda, Leo? Cerote Leo. That's like a nickname for...
For Leo?
Yeah.
Cerote Leo?
Cerote.
Nice.
No, that's a bad word. Don't repeat that.
Is it? Oh.
Yeah. what else? So Caracas, the band. What's happening with your CDs?
And yeah.
Did you have Tanques Sin Tambores? That's your
Yeah, that's right. The EP that came out in 2013. So what the songs that you're listening to, you've heard two versions. I mean, you've heard the demo from 2011, which was just my brother and I, Victor and me playing me on the drums and him on the guitar and both of us singing. Five songs on that demo. It was titled Juxtapose the Bleak, just for us as new immigrants and, you know, trying to make the best of a situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2013, we recorded an EP with our friend Aidan Rantoul, who produced it for us. It's the one that you've been listening to now. And we were still as a two piece, but he played the bass on the recording. And, and then it sounds a lot more produced, a lot bigger, which is it's pretty cool. I like the sound of it. But you haven't heard yet a version with our new members now that we're a five-piece. And I haven't yet talked about our special Canadian secret weapon with Heather Anderson. She is a girl from Saskatoon, and she plays a killer trumpet. So she's been playing with us for a little while now. Played a few shows and everything. She's super fun. And so, yeah, we're super excited to have her as part of the band. So Heather's playing the trumpet. Emmanuel is on the drums. Luis is in the bass guitar. My brother Victor is still on the guitar. And I am now just singing and playing a set of compact congas, which is fun. It adds a little bit more of that Latin flair to our punk rock. So the new recording, we are planning to do a new record this year. And we have been talking to a few production houses in town. There's a lot of interest, people wanting to help us record. So we're, you know, balancing. It's a balancing act to see how much it's going to cost us. And, you know, we still all have our day jobs and stuff, right? We don't make a living out of our music yet. But that is the plan, like it is for every musician I meet. So the idea is to record this year with a producer that we met at a show out in Gastown in the street last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, his name is Dylan Ellis. Dylan is a South African immigrant to Canada. Fantastic music producer. He has amazing experience in South Africa, in Dubai, and now in Canada. In South Africa, he recorded a band called Hokum, and they are a big band in South Africa that plays kind of progressive metal, heavy. It's pretty good. And they've been around for a long, long time. They're pretty awesome. So he produced most of the records, and then he moved to Dubai and he started producing jazz music. So he's got that jazz as well experience in it. Mm-hmm. Right? There's jazz, there's metal, there's punk rock. And him coming from a country like South Africa that has all these political, social problems, it's similar to the problems we have in Venezuela in the sense of, you know, the strife in the streets that we need, we carry on to our music. And therefore, Dylan was the perfect, you know, combination of experience to produce the next Caracas record.
How many songs are you going to
We're talking about doing three songs. we're talking about doing three songs on this new EP. We also talked about doing the full album, but, you know, at this day and age, it might be best to do shorter recordings, three songs, you know, or singles, and release them out. Not very different than what Malcolm is doing with Data Plan, you know, releasing a single and then opening a show for it and you know, doing a show with the single. And then you spread out your releases throughout the year. It's a smarter way to do it nowadays, especially with the internet, that everybody gets immediate, instant access to your music. So I should mention, our previous two records, the demo and the EP, are both free to download. So you can go to caracas.bandcamp.com, and then you can download the songs for free, both from the demo and the EP, the 2013 EP. The new one, we may have a different plan. I really want to press it. We'll see if we can do that this year, press it into vinyls. And get a little bit more involved with the community as well. I mean, it's been a little tricky to find a community that for us to play shows with. Oswaldo, you've been amazing at helping us to find shows in your every time that you organize a show, and you kind of helped us grow from what we started and to now what we're doing, you know, opening for Jarabe de Palo next week. That has been quite a journey, you know, and we thank you for it because, you know, we depend on people like you to help bands, you know, get their footing. So yeah, we're always on the lookout for bands to play with, you know, that are from Vancouver, hopefully, so that it's easier. we've been lucky to open for great bands in the past, but most of them haven't been from here. They're either Mexican, like La Gusana Ciega, and we opened for just recently opened for Gondwana.
Gondwana,
that's
yeah.
from Chile. But again, it's because of our call it the Latin connection, if you want, right? But it is a niche market. It's a smaller kind of community, and you know, I am in so is Oswaldo, and we're always looking for places where we can share our music with other local people in Vancouver, not only to the Latin American community, obviously, but also, you know, to share it with other people. I mean, we're from East Vancouver, and we've played shows out there with East Van bands, and also, yeah, we try to integrate ourselves as much as possible, considering, of course, that we're all, you know, 9 to 5, or we got day jobs and whatnot. I have, you know, a couple part-time jobs, and so time is always limited to go out to shows every night and stuff, and you gotta wake up early in the morning, but you do as much as you can, right, with your band, and always online. I get home, you know, and I spend the next 6 hours on the internet trying to promote the band, right, and trying to get it out there.
So you have some songs here, like also premieres, no? Which one should we play?
Yeah, the ones that are on the USB stick, right?
Uh-huh.
These are recordings of the latest version of Caracas, so five of us, with also Heather on the trumpet. Now, these are live off the floor at the Jam Space, okay?
Okay.
So they're a bit raw, okay? They're not polished or clean, but whatever. I don't care. You know, I think it's going to sound pretty cool. And I think the best one you can play there is Wings Made of Wax.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll play 10 Años and then Wings Made of Wax.
Sure.
And then we'll come back here to
101.9
FM.
Awesome.
This is Caracas, the band.
When the World War was over, Jaimito went to school.
Wow, wow, wow.
Okay. Okay, hang on. How do we start the song? How do we start the song? Do we start with you? Okay. Oh, yeah, okay. Bayard, he starts and he follows, and you go in at any time. Maybe. Because we gotta hear your thing go at least 4 bars before we start. Thank you.
So we reached the end of the show. Thank you, Javier, for coming here.
Oh, man, thank you for inviting me, man. This is awesome.
And, yeah, we'll see you on next Tuesday, no? Opening for Jarabe de Palo, March 24th, 15 years anniversary of the morning after show. Mm-hmm. We're going to leave you with Delhi to Dublin. We just saw them on Sunday. It was really cool. I love that band, Delhi to Dublin. They'll be playing at Campbell River, so we're going to dedicate this song to Rachel that is in Campbell River. And
Campbell River.
Yeah, I'll see you next week. Well, next week we'll have an interview with Jarabe de Palo before the show.
Awesome.
This was a morning after show.
You sexy as fuck, the Jimmy Choo's out and got that funny look like you ain't going. No, you ain't going. But you got a man, girl, so play fair. And you're looking real fine right there. This is what she's saying to me. I'm just stepping out. No big deal. But in my head, she's going out with her.
right here whispering in my ear, are you going? Boy, are you going? Hasta bottom in my manga tea. Luckily, you know India don't have my soul. A million tea. Well, I've been looking forward to the chilling out all day. But she was in a dip pursuit looking hot as day. Ah, I'm coming too, girl. I suck the soul, the suit of the soul again.
So those are the Humans with the song Tell Me. Shinon is not here. I don't know where the girls are, but in the meantime, let's play some Jarabe de Palo. This is Somos. And then I guess we'll leave you with some mix of songs here.
Somos lo que somos. Mira hermano, aquí somos los que estamos. Y aunque hacemos lo que podemos, no aprendemos, no avanzamos. El mundo se hace pequeño, la vida nos sigue pesando.
Conocí mujer igual a la flaca, coral negro de La Habana, tremendísima mulata, 100 libras de piel y hueso, 40 kilos de salsa y en la cara 2 soles que sin palabras hablan, que sin palabras hablan. La flaca duerme de día, que así el hambre engaña, y cuando cae
la noche baja a bailar a la tasca y bailar y bailar y tomar y tomar una cerveza tras otra, pero ella nunca engorda. Pero ella nunca engorda. Por un beso de la flaca daría lo que fuera, por un beso de ella, aunque solo uno fuera. Por un beso de la flaca daría lo que fuera, por un beso. Que solo uno fuera. Mojé mis sábanas blancas, como dice la canción, recordando las caricias que me brindó el primer día, y enloquezco de ganas de dormir a su ladito, porque Dios que está flaca a mí me tiene loquito.
This March 20th at the Wise Hall, She, a night featuring a powerhouse lineup of women making their bold mark in word and music, including Purple Heart Social Club, Lady Jams, Jeanette King, JB the First Lady, Immortal, and headliner Natasha T. Miller, a Detroit spoken word artist, followed by a dance party with DJ Kukum. This is a 19-plus event at the legendary Wise Hall, 1882 Adenac. $20 gets you in, plus a copy of Immortal's new album. Doors at 8, show at 9. For more info, go to immortal.com/shows.